During the early part of the Regency period, Eamon Wilds Sr. migrated along the coast from the Hastings area to work as a builder and architect in Lewes and Brighton. Later, his son Eamon, Henry Wilds, was to join him in the family business. By the early 1820s, the Wilds were resident in Brighton, and Eamon Henry was on a path to becoming one of the most prolific designers in the town. Prior to the arrival of C.A. Busby in Brighton in 1822, Eamon Henry had already undertaken a variety of commissions, ranging from the construction of small private properties to the making of a raised promenade between East Street and West Street, and the design and build of a church. Once introduced to Busby, the two men sustained a short-term working partnership, during which Kemptown was designed, but this was not to last, with the arrangement being dissolved in the courts. Thereafter, Wilds Jr. mostly worked independently, and over the next several decades he took on projects such as the Oriental Place, Hanover Crescent, Park Crescent, the Royal Newborough Assembly Rooms and the Royal Albion Hotel. He is also associated with the design of the Athenaeum, the dome-shaped conservatory that stood through 1832-33 in Palmyra Square, before collapsing as it was about to be formally opened. It is reputed that William Paxton visited the ruins of this before embarking on the construction of the Crystal Palace for the Great Exhibition. Eamon Henry also worked further afield, for example in Worthing and in Gravesend, Kent. Many of the buildings attributed to the Wilds family evidence ammonite capitals atop Ionic commons and pilasters. These mimic the spiral shape of the ammonite shell, something we see today only in fossil form. It seems likely that the Wilds liked the pun in relation to their first name. Another iconic local work by Wilds is the Victoria Fountain in Old Steen, which consists of two basins supported by three sea monsters, stylized dolphins, set within a large pool. The monsters are associated with the official blazon of several long-standing Brighton families, and today with the city arms.